Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, welcome to another week on Mind Games. And this week we're actually looking at an issue which has plagued communities and civilizations for a long, long time. And we're looking at racism, at how in our multicultural world races connect or disconnect. And we're going to explore a little bit about how the psychological processes underneath racism occur. And more importantly, what you can do about that once you understand that. So the first thing to recognize is that racism is a particularly, or any form of prejudice, is a really, really complicated situation that is based on socialization, how we grow up, what we're told to believe, the media climate that we grow up in, and the information that we're provided, the beliefs of our peer group and the people that we are in community with, and a number of other factors, financial stress as well as cultural stress at the time that we live. So there's no clear cut things when it comes to this. What the research finds is that there are some very, very similar psychological processes underlying all forms of prejudice. So we're going to talk a little bit about those, because prejudice is one of the longest studied areas of our human condition when it comes to psychology, in particular social psychology, because prejudice and racism occur in societies, in communities. One of the key areas that they find where the psychological process underlying racism occurs is how we understand ourselves in terms of our group reference. So there's a psychological idea that we understand the world, we understand our interactions with people based on an in-group versus out-group process, in which case the in-group is the group that we belong to, based on our own culture and age and a lot of other factors. And the out-group are people that don't fit into the group that we assign ourselves. Now, it's really, really important to remember that this is highly, highly subjective, and that everybody's in-group is based on their own experience. So it's not actually based on a particular culture, race, sexuality, or anything like that. It's based on our own experience, yeah? So what we do with that is that we find that our in-group are similar in belief to us, similar in understanding of the world and approach to the world. So it could be age, it could be sex, it could be gender, it could be race. And quite commonly, this is where racism actually happens, because it splits our communities. And quite commonly as well, these groups are understood in our own mind by having limited experience of the other group, and actually limited experience of seeing the similarities. And so underneath this idea is then a really, really common psychological practice of stereotyping, where if I understand my group, then I often, unfortunately, have stereotypes of the other group. Now, the psychological process that stereotypes are based on are actually at the core of learning and cognitive science, and they're called schemas. So we have a schema whenever we try and simplify the world in order to understand it. So we have a schema of a door or a table or a chair, and it is the concept of these things which actually helps us to understand and navigate the world. Unfortunately, we also commonly create schemas around particular groups, minorities, or people that aren't in our in-group. And so what we actually do is create rules around our understanding of them. So we use thoughts or sayings like, you know, they all. We use one rule to describe a very, very vast and complicated group of people, or even a nation or a sexuality or whatever it happens to be. So I'm always really, really keen when I present material like this to look at what you can do about this, because this process, unfortunately, actually creates unnecessary divisions in our world and actually creates less harmony and has an impact on our community. So have a think about what you might be able to do to change this for yourself. Whenever you use the word they, it's a sure sign that you've assigned a particular value or meaning or attributed a certain type of behavior to a group. Is that true? Is it true that they always do a certain thing, or they're like that? Do whatever you can to have a look beyond your own experiences and think about other areas where your experience may not actually make sense of the complexity in the world. the next thing I would encourage everyone to do, because our schemas are often based on differences and our assessment and judgment of in-group versus out-group understanding of the world is often based on differences rather than similarities. So one thing you can do is actually start to program yourself to look for similarities between yourself and another person. You can practice this on the train or the bus or at a concert or at church. Ask yourself, what are that person's needs? And are they the same as mine? And in what ways? And by doing that, you're actually cutting through some of that schema around your understanding of certain people and including them in your in-group, because we all have the same human needs. The next thing I would encourage everyone to do is to think for yourself and don't believe everything that you hear. So make up your own mind and do what you can to find out from your own experience all the great things that other people in our world, other cultures have to offer. Try something different. Visit a mosque, a temple, a synagogue, meet with the people, share the food, see the similarities, and we'll all live in a much more harmonious society. So think about your stereotypes this week on Mind Games.